From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Speaking at a memorial for the 13 people killed and dozens of others who were wounded after a suspected gunman opened fire at Fort Hood last week, President Obama said today it is difficult to understand what happened there. The president went on to tell military members and their families that even more painful is the fact the killings took place on American soil.
It may be hard to comprehend the twisted logic that led to this tragedy. But this much we do know. No faith justifies these murderous and craven acts. No just and loving God looks upon them with favor.
Suspected gunman Army Major Nadal Hassan is alleged to have opened fire on a large group at the military post last Thursday. He remains hospitalized. Hassan has yet to be charged in the case and is expected to be tried in a military court. Authorities in Pakistan say an explosion in a crowded market in a city in the northwest of the country has killed 20 people and wounded at least 30 others. Taliban militants have stepped up attacks in retaliation for an ongoing army offensive near the Afghan border. More from NPR's Julie McCarthy.
The bomb exploded in a busy intersection in the city of Charsada, some 25 miles north of Peshawar. It's the third attack in as many days in the area, close to Pakistan's tribal areas, where the militants have established bases of operation. The district police officer said that he had received threatening letters in recent days from the militants and that he had passed through the area 2 minutes before the explosion took place. An attack on a livestock market Sunday killed a leader of an anti-Taliban militia, suggesting that the militants are attempting to disrupt any organized resistance against them. The Taliban, meanwhile, has vowed to fight a tough guerrilla war. A spokesman for the militants told a news agency that while the army is capturing roads in South Waziristan, our people are still operating in the forests and mountains. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Virginia's governor says he will not grant clemency to convicted Washington, D.C. area sniper John Allen Muhammad, clearing the way for his execution tonight. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Muhammad's attorneys appealed for clemency, saying their client was mentally ill and suffered from brain damage. But Democratic Governor Tim Kaine said he could find no compelling reason to set aside the sentence that was recommended by the jury and then imposed and affirmed by the courts. The Supreme Court yesterday refused to grant Muhammad a stay of execution. Muhammad was sentenced to death for the killing of Dean Myers, who was shot in the head at a Manassas, Virginia gas station. Myers was one of 10 people killed in the Washington area during a three-week period in October 2002. Muhammad's then-teenaged accomplice, Lee Boyd Malvo, is serving a life sentence at a Virginia prison. Muhammad will be put to death by lethal injection at the Greensville Correctional Center south of Richmond. Brian Naylor, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 20 points today. This is NPR. Home prices continued to fall in the majority of U.S. cities in the third quarter. The real estate industry's main trade group says prices were down in four of five U.S. cities, with house prices falling in 123 of 153 metropolitan areas across the country. According to the National Association of Realtors, the median sales price of a home in the third quarter was $177,900, or roughly 11% below that of a year ago. Some of the price declines are due to mounting numbers of foreclosed homes on the market. Separately, the government said today about 20% of U.S. homeowners in trouble with their home loans and who are eligible have entered into some sort of modification of their existing mortgage. Legendary Los Angeles Laker Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has revealed he has a rare form of leukemia, but says his prognosis is good. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Abdul-Jabbar told the Los Angeles Times on Monday he was diagnosed with Philadelphia chromosome-positive chronic myeloid leukemia in December. The disease has no cure, but can be controlled with oral medication and monitored with regular blood tests. Abdul-Jabbar has been doing both and has become a paid spokesperson for Novartis, the Swiss pharmaceutical company that produces his cancer-fighting drug. The 62-year-old has always been known for his interest in maintaining a healthy lifestyle. He was one of the first professional athletes to incorporate yoga into his regimen. After playing 20 pro seasons, Abdul-Jabbar retired from basketball in 1989. He's now a special assistant coach for the Lakers. He does not expect his illness to affect his work with the team. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Crude oil futures closed lower, down 38 cents a barrel today to end the session at $79.05 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.